Welcome to Showdown. I'm Mark Kaysen, and it is Monday. Here we go again. Brand new week, September 9th. And it all comes down to tomorrow, at least for a minute anyway. But no question, everybody will be watching tomorrow. Trying to guess tonight what's going to happen. What's going to be the big story? How's it all going to end tomorrow? You know, just this weekend alone may have been more interesting than what we're going to see tomorrow. But maybe not. I mean, Donald may end up on the floor in a fetal position crying. I wouldn't be shocked. That could happen. That would certainly beat whatever it is that happened this weekend. But I'll tell you, if there's anything Donald has done this weekend, it's to try to find anything he can do to destroy his chances, which are essentially zero anyhow. It is so funny. There is one poll, and everybody's talking about it on both sides. New York Times, Siena poll. And the New York Times, Siena poll, which has consistently shown first Joe Biden and then Kamala doing terribly. And yesterday, when they reported the poll, it showed that the Kamala was down 1 point. But I'll tell you this right now, aside from what everybody explained about the poll, which is that it's loaded with Republican voters in a way that the other polls are not. But don't worry about it, because I'm telling you, Donald's cooked. Now, if all the polls were showing something else, of course, that would be different. But they're not. There's just one poll that is sort of bizarre. And outside of that, Donald's cooked. And even the poll that's in his favor is only dead even, down a point. Donald's cooked. He's cooked in all the swing states. I mean, there's some real numbers in the swing states. Now, of course, people say, well, you can't believe Wisconsin because it's never right. All that's fine. I'm just saying it's so obvious that there is this enormous enthusiasm. And this enthusiasm is not going to end in one of the Hillary deals. This is not 2016. I can tell you that. And as an example, you know, people are well, first of all, people say, oh, Donald has superpowers. He always looks like he's going to lose and then he wins. No. Actually, Donald always looks like he's going to lose, and one time he won. It was upsetting. Terrible thing for poor Hillary, probably one of the most qualified candidates for president ever in this country. Just a good person. Should have been president, but she's not, never will be, and that's the end of it. She seems to be okay with it at this point, and that's good, because it's just not going to happen. But look, she was Secretary of State. She was a senator from New York. She was the First Lady. I mean, Hillary did everything. She was in charge of insurance. Hillary did everything. So she didn't get to be president. That's all. Look, I talked the other day about Hubert Humphrey. Hubert Humphrey didn't get to be president. Hubert Humphrey was probably one of the most qualified people to be president aside from Hillary. Didn't work. Things happen. But I can tell you right now, and we're going to know in like 59 days, but I promise you, Kamala Harris is the next president of the United States. This is just not me wishing for it. This is an enormous momentum that is pushing Kamala towards just an obvious win. Look, even Republicans are running from Donald. And the best example, and I have to say, and I mentioned this last week, everybody was so excited about Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney is clearly, he's told everybody that he's going to vote for Kamala. That's it. Of course, Liz Cheney's going to, and Dick Cheney is as well. And there are hundreds of people in the Republican Party, and this goes all across the party, from people who worked in the government, people who were military, people were in all different aspects of leadership roles in the United States, and they're signing these letters in the hundreds saying that they support Kamala Harris. I mean, this is not like the general public. This is people within the party. The Republican Party is so tired of this. They know they're going to lose, and they just don't want to be part of the mess. Now, I know I've got brothers who say, oh, everybody said this before. You said this before, Mark. Well, not exactly, but I understand we all thought Hillary would win. But Kamala will win. This is not Hillary. And you're going to see tomorrow the reason why. Because this debate is going to be amazing. Kamala Harris is going to destroy Donald Trump. How do I know this? I've seen Kamala in Senate hearings. She's not just competent. She's super competent. She is going to come in there tomorrow and tear this man apart in the political arena. It's going to be so over for him when they walk away from this. This is what Kamala knows how to do. She is an expert at this. And Donald is an expert at nothing. Absolutely nothing. Not in business. In business, he's failed all through his life. Not in politics. Except for one win, one tiny little win. He loses every time. And here's a good one. You know that Donald has maintained that he won in 2020, that it was all stolen from him. It was rigged. And he sent all these people into the Capitol to attack the United States of America and actually to kill Mike Pence. Yeah, tell me he wasn't trying to kill Mike Pence. They were screaming, "Hang Mike Pence! Hang Mike Pence!" Well, come on. That's a pretty good indication that they wanted to kill him. Hang him. So Donald has put everybody through this. And then, over the weekend, he slipped in something really interesting. He said you know, I lost the election by a whisker. Now, where did that come from? I mean, this guy has been maintaining for 4 years that everything was stolen from him. And suddenly, he says, which is true, actually, he says he lost by a whisker. Now, he lost by a whisker in the Electoral College because he really lost by 7 million votes overall. But, of course, we do everything in the Electoral College, so that's okay. In the Electoral College, he lost by a whisker. Few votes in Georgia, a little more in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, but still, you know, that this total voting was maybe, what, 0.5%, 1%? Very tiny. So Donald, actually, for the first time that I can ever remember, because he never tells the truth, but this is one time that he told the truth. Now, maybe it's not fair to try to claim that he told the truth because Donald does confess. So I guess in a way that is telling the truth. He often confesses to crimes, to all kinds of intent, things that are so far against the law. He confesses to those always. So maybe I should say Donald never tells the truth unless it's one of these confessions. And make no mistake, this was a confession. The man has been saying, I won in a landslide. That's what he says. He won in a landslide, but it was stolen from him. Gee, isn't that terrible? They stole it from him. But wait a second. Suddenly, he has confessed. He won in his own mind, but in the real world, he lost. Just by a whisker. But he lost. You know, after he said that, MAGA lunatics all over the country were extremely angry. They wanted to know what Donald is doing. Why would he say something like that? I mean, we all know that he won by a landslide, and now he is admitting that he lost by a whisker? Well, in any case, the MAGAs are going to have to fight this out among themselves and with Donald and figure out what the news story will be tomorrow. But one thing is for sure, he confessed. But as I've said, he often confesses, and he did confess. Now, we talk all about Dick Cheney and what he did, and it was a good thing. I love it. You know, when people, let me say it this way. I didn't think it was such a big deal. I understand why he did it. It makes perfect sense to me. And a lot of people today came up to me and said, can you believe what Dick Cheney did? And these are Republicans. They were shocked. So I guess there was some shock value in all of this because there are a bunch of people out here who are shocked. But I have to say that better than Dick Cheney over the weekend was Liz Cheney, because here's what she did. And this was great. And I had this as a clip that I was going to play, but honestly, I had too many things going on. I didn't have a chance to do it. I might do it sometime just because it's interesting, funny. Very well said by Liz Cheney. Which what she did was this. She was talking about, you know, Donald's idiotic statements. And you know, hopefully you heard this one. He was talking about this lady who claims that Donald attacked her on an airplane. And Donald explained in such a sick fashion how this was something that could have never happened. Because apparently the lady said that Donald attacked her on the plane and started hugging and kissing her and all this rest of this stuff, which who even wants to talk about it? It's so pathetically disgusting, as has been pointed out by many women today. But the thing about it is that Donald had to get up and explain how this was put out here in the public, how much of a lie it is. And then he went on to say some things that just shows you how sick this poor man is. So what he said was, he said, look, he said, you know, there's no chance that I got on an airplane and walked up to some woman, anybody, and just started hugging her and kissing her and making out with her. He says, you know that couldn't happen. He says, that's crazy. Now, the first place, it is crazy. But on the other hand, he did admit to this one. This was one of his confessions on the Hollywood Access tape, where he explained that he could do this to anybody he wants, anytime, and women would accept it because he's Donald Trump. But anyway, he says it's something that could have never happened. And then he goes on to say that you know it never happened because this woman was somebody who was so unattractive that it would have been impossible that Donald Trump would have ever done this to her. And in fact, he said that she would have never been the chosen one. His words, she would have never been the chosen one. In other words, he would have never chosen her to get this special treatment, which, of course, he says he didn't do. But now he's flipped it back around that if he did it, it wouldn't have been her. Because she wasn't the chosen one. Well, of course, they're ripping Donald apart for that. But here's the best line of all day yesterday when Liz Cheney said, I think, because she was asked about this, and she said, I think I'm going to explain this to you in the most diplomatic way possible. The man is a misogynist pig. See, that was the diplomatic explanation of what he did. So, in fact, Donald's a fool, keeps talking about these attacks on women in a way which is, yes, it's misogynist and it's pathetic, and it's certainly illegal. We know that. He's already paying $90 million for this. $90 million. In fact, let's call it $100 million because there is some additional interest that he does have to pay. So it'll probably be $100 million by the time he makes the payment. Donald's a sick man. Now, in talking about these payments, let's even add another point to this. You know, I mentioned earlier that my brother, both my brothers actually, and many other people out here say that Donald has superpowers and that he can escape accountability for everything. No one can get him. And over the weekend, one of the programs had, I believe it was Jonathan Lemire, and he said that Donald had once again escaped accountability because Judge Mershon had pushed this case up for the final sentencing into November. November, I think it might be the 26th, but whatever it is, it's in November. It's after the election, maybe the 16th. But whichever date it was, Lemire explained that Donald had again escaped accountability. But here's the thing. It's not true. Donald has not escaped accountability at all. In the first place, he remains a convicted felon. Not yet sentenced, but nobody really knows what that sentence will be. And I'm sure, as you know, I'm saying it, I think he may go to jail. I know people say it's not going to happen on this case, but it could happen. Mershon's not happy with Trump. He wasn't doing Trump a favor. He moved that sentencing up into November for his benefit, for the court's benefit, for the country's benefit. So relax. Donald's not escaping anything. And on top of that, Donald has to pay $100 million to E. Jean Carroll, $500 million to the state of New York. He was found to have defrauded insurance companies and banks in New York, and he was found to have raped E. Jean Carroll. Now, those are in the books. And you could say he's escaped accountability because he's still walking in the street. But we do have a system of justice. And we do require fairness for everyone, even Donald Trump. We were fair when it came to Al Capone, and it took a long time, and finally he went to jail. Tax evasion, but he went to jail. Donald's probably going to jail. I've always said he's going to jail, and I'm still saying that Donald's going to jail. But I understand people think that he's got superpowers and that somehow he's going to escape from all of this. I'm telling you, he won't. And after he loses this election, there will be no way to stop this steamroller from going straight over Donald Trump. He's in so much trouble. I think we can end that point of the conversation right there. Donald is in serious trouble. Probably going to jail. He's a convicted felon. He's a rapist. And he has defrauded insurance companies and banks in a way that no one has ever done before. At least we can say that about Donald, that when it comes to being a criminal, he's one of the greatest of all time in the United States, and certainly the greatest criminal to ever have been in the White House. Now, there aren't that many others, but there are a few. Certainly Richard Nixon. Warren G. Harding was involved in, you know, what they call the Teapot Dome scandal. You know, there are a few things out here that aren't so good, but nothing compared to Donald. He's the best of the best when it comes to being a criminal. He's a convicted criminal. See, we can say that over and over again. No one can ever say he's going to get you. Defamation of character. No, he is a criminal. And Judge Mershon has really, in a sense, done all of us a favor by preventing Donald from even having the remotest chance of getting out of this for the moment. There's still a remote chance, very remote, but it's a chance that he could get out of it until the court says you lose. So that's fair to say, but he's not getting out of anything. He's been held accountable in very significant ways, and you can deny it. You can be afraid of him, but he is a misogynist pig. Now, that's an example of what you can't prove, because he's not officially a misogynist pig. He's officially a rapist. That he's officially a misogynist pig. You know, we might think it. But rapist? Yeah, he's a rapist. And he's also a convicted felon. But a misogynist pig? Yeah. It's subjective. One person will see it one way, another way. But he is a rapist. And I'll tell you, the worst thing of all is that he's a rapist. I don't even know how women can even think about a vote for Trump. He's a rapist. Who would vote for somebody who rapes women? And remember, he told us that he did it. Remember? That's the point. Again, these confessions. He confessed in the Access Hollywood tape that he does it. He rapes women. So the fact that they caught him, and the fact that they got him for $100 million, which, by the way, he wouldn't have had to pay over $5 million, but he wouldn't be quiet. So then they turned around and said, fine, you want to keep it up? We'll make it $100 million. You want to keep going from there? Then he stopped for a minute, because now he's saying it again. I can tell you that if he's not careful, he's going to be right back in another courtroom with E. Jean Carroll and some others as well. The man is crazy. And tomorrow, he's going to stand in front of the entire country in a debate where I can promise you he's going to go berserk. And you know, I said that he would do that in the debate with Joe Biden. And I was wrong. He didn't do it, because I think he stood there shocked that Joe Biden unraveled right in front of everybody. And I don't think it was really a strategy on Donald's part. I think he didn't know what to do. The Democratic Party didn't know what to do for a few days. And then they did the right thing. So tomorrow, I can say this again. And, you know, you could say, well, 50-50. You were wrong the first time. Maybe you'll be right this time. I was only wrong because Donald didn't know what to do, because he would have done it if he could have. Now, he's going to go nuts tomorrow. And it's so funny, because if you listen to all the TV commentary, people say that Kamala's strategy is going to be to bait Donald, which, no question, Donald will take the bait. No problem with that. But I don't think you even need to bait him. He's going to do it anyway. He's going to go crazy. whether it's standing behind her or whether he says insane things, which he will, doesn't know the first thing about public policy. Nothing. They asked him about childcare. We all know, I talked about this last time, his answer was after he did his weave, which was ridiculous. He didn't even know what he was saying. And then finally he said, childcare is childcare. That's what he said. So you figure it out. Something wrong with the man, because all of this is ridiculous. But anyway, he's going to be there in the debate tomorrow. I think he'll show up. And I can say that he will act so ridiculous. And if it's not because Kamala baits him, it may just be because it's just the way he is. I don't think he knows what else to do. Did it in 2020. He's going to do it again here. 2020, he was a lunatic. Didn't cause him to lose by a lot. He still only lost by, as he said, a whisker. Yeah, so let's not forget, Donald did confess. Now he's got more confessions going here, and that's, you know, worth hearing as well, because you know that Donald and the Republican Party has come up with a plan. The plan is that when Donald loses, he's going to appeal everything. He's going to claim that he's been robbed. It's been taken from him. He won the election. Although, suddenly, surprisingly, he won't be able to say, no, I shouldn't say he won't, but you would think he wouldn't be able to say that he lost it in 2020 because he just confessed that he did lose it. He lost. So you would think that he'll go in there and say that he was robbed again. Now, if he does, I don't know. Will Kamala say, Trump, you confessed? Which one is it? Well, we'll see. I can't predict that one, but I can tell you that Donald will go crazy. And whether, like I say, whether Kamala pulls it out of him or if he just does it because he does it, you can watch for that tomorrow. I think that'll be clear. Now, over the weekend, Donald had a lot of things to say in addition. For example, he is ready to pardon all the rioters. Again, let's be fair. He said he would review the cases and then pardon everybody. So he said he would review them. That was not nice of him. But the fact is, these people committed crimes. They're convicted felons, sentenced to jail. And see, that's one of the things I know a lot of people are upset about, because Donald is a convicted felon and should have been sentenced to jail. End of story. If it had been anybody else, they'd be in jail. That's true. Donald's got a couple of things going for him, like some judges that he bought. He purchased three judges, justices now, on the Supreme Court. They were bought and paid for, and they've been producing. So Donald thinks he's got that taken care of, and we'll see. I like the chosen one. That's a good line. She wasn't the chosen one. Well, at any rate, Donald's confessed, and we will hear tomorrow the extent to which he's willing to go in acting insane in front of the entire country. If he could have controlled himself, he'd have done it a long time ago. But it's just not what he does. Here's one he wants to do tomorrow, or not tomorrow, but after tomorrow. He is sending, and I pointed this out before, he is sending people all over the country to the polls. And at the polls, these are poll workers, also people working for him, who are going there, first of all, to intimidate the voters, to try to stop them from voting for Trump. And secondly, he's got them going there so that when he loses, they can jump up and down and scream foul. And then, of course, he believes that he can throw this election into the House of Representatives, even though he will have lost the popular vote and then also lost the electoral vote. Now, of course, the reason he thinks he can do it is because he happens to know that it's been done one time before. And we've talked about it. It's 1876, and no question, Rutherford B. Hayes got this done. Hayes lost to Samuel Tilden, the governor of New York. Hayes was the governor of Ohio. Hayes lost in the Electoral College and the popular vote as well. And they fought and they yelled and screamed and they found a way to get everything thrown over into the House. And when it got to the House, Rutherford B. Hayes pulled the race card. He said, look, you want to get white, you want to get black people? I can show you how. Make me president. I'll take the troops out of the South. No one will protect black people anymore. And you can do what you want. And the Congress looked at it and said, you know, heck of a deal. And they did it. They made Rutherford B. Hayes the president. So Donald thinks that this is the plan. If he loses, he's got all these people going to the polls, and they're going to riot. I don't know if they're going to riot the way they did in Washington, but essentially they're going to riot, and they're going to try to throw this into the House of Representatives. Now, the problem is the Democratic Party's not stupid. They know all about this, and they have sent their own lawyers to these polls. But get this latest one. There's a latest switch to this. Leave it to Donald. He's good. He got in front of the police association yesterday, and he said, look, guys, you have badges and you have guns. And you really scare people. When they see you with those badges and those guns, people are frightened. And so what we need you to do is just go to the polls, dressed up in your uniforms with your guns and so forth, and you've got to scare everybody at the polls. Now, Donald's claiming scare them so that they won't break the law, because Donald says these people are headed for the polls and they're going to try to steal his election. And he said that the police are unusually excellent as the right people to go to the polls and to scare the voters into, as he says, not breaking the law. Now, of course, we know that people don't go to the polls and break the law anyway in the United States, that we have the fairest election ever. And we also know that Donald has said, because I heard him say it, that he really had great respect for Maduro in Venezuela because Maduro was able to lose the election and stay president. And that's something that Donald really feels is an important capability of a leader. You have to be able to lose the election and not give it up. And he was most upset the first time because he lost the election. As we now know, he admits it was by a whisker. And he says he should have never had to give it up. He would have liked to have been like Maduro, who he finds to be a hero. Pretty interesting guy, this former president of the United States is. And, you know, I hate to say it, but he was the former president of the United States. But listen, before I ruin my dinner by even talking about him having been the former president of the United States, let's talk about where you really can go to have a great meal. Hey, a little quick on the trigger there, huh? Yeah, got a little Wendy's out there in front. But it is Wendy's. That's true. That's true. Wendy's is the place to go. They have food that you cannot beat. They got wings. They've got meat that is really great, smoked meat. They've got hamburgers. They've got cheeseburgers and patty melts, salads, pizza. Great pizza. And then they've got my favorite, the baby back ribs and the onion rings. Really great food at Wendy's. They're at 18,000 Chesterfield Airport Road. They've put together a phenomenal environment where you can go eat and really love your dinner. Check them out at 18,000 Chesterfield Airport Road, and then don't forget Defiance, Missouri, because in Defiance, Missouri, they've got the Roadhouse, the Wendy's Roadhouse. Same great food, great environment. You can't beat it. That's Wendy's, Defiance, or Chesterfield, all great food. Now, the jewelry is at 4506 Hampton, and that's Jewels on Hampton. And there, you're going to find cases and cases and cases that are filled with jewelry, really good jewelry. Great price for everything. You can buy jewelry there. You can buy and sell jewelry and coins at Jewels on Hampton. You can design jewelry at Jewels on Hampton, or you can ask Al and his son AJ to get it done for you. They'll design jewelry for you. This is just a great place to go if you're looking for jewelry, and that's why they call it Jewels on Hampton. And I can tell you that when you're all done, you're going to want to get your watch fixed too, because they're really good at that. They do fix watches. They're excellent. This is Jewels on Hampton, 4506 Hampton. And trust me, Al and AJ are great people. You'll love them. Now, suits and ties and shirts and shoes. I understand it's a different world when it comes to dressing up. But the St. Louis Suit Company in Clayton knows what to do, and they've got all the greatest inventory. You will love it. Those suits, which are high quality, are inexpensive. The ties, which are beautiful, are $5. It's nuts. They won't listen. They just keep selling the ties for $5 year in and year out. This is what they do. 30 years, the St. Louis Suit Company has been in Clayton at the corner of Forsyth and Central. They're great with no question. They've got the best suits. I mean, it's just the clothing is outstanding. And in addition, if you're getting married, well, the wedding attire is the best. They know what they're doing here. They can take care of the entire wedding for the man in every way that you ever would want to imagine. They've got it covered because they're just that good. And that's why they've been there for 30 years, St. Louis Suit Company. And don't forget, overcoats. It was cold this morning. I've been telling you it's going to be cold. And this morning, finally, it was cold. Well, that's not a very big prediction because, of course, as you get into fall, it's going to get cold. But I can tell you they're going to be there for a lot longer than the 30 years they've been there. That's a prediction. And that's the St. Louis Suit Company in Clayton. Now, of course, I've got the prediction for tomorrow that's better than even what I've told you, because anybody could know that the St. Louis Suit Company is going to be there and successful. Anybody could know that it's going to get cold in the wintertime. But really, Donald is going to melt down tomorrow. So we'll see how far down he melts. You know, the Wizard of Oz underneath the house, that witch, she melted down big time. Just a little bit of rain, gone. Well, watch Donald tomorrow, because the meltdown tomorrow, it's going to be pretty interesting. Okay. So, another interesting thing that's happened here on the economic side, and by the way, the story is that any moment now, the Federal Reserve is probably going to lower interest rates by maybe a quarter, maybe a half, but probably a quarter, I don't know if that's going to disappoint people, but, you know, the Fed's going to be careful. They can't go nuts here. They don't really have the economy caving in. And in fact, what they really need in order to lower these rates is for the stock market to be getting slammed. And, you know, it was down a few days in a row. And then, boom, today, right back up again. S&P up 600-700 points in terms of Dow figures. It was a strong day. But overall, the stock market's weakened. And it's going to get hit. But somehow it has continued to find a way to avoid really getting slaughtered. And poor Donald, I mean, that's something. He goes to bed every night crying because he was sure that the stock market would bail him out here. And then he could run around the country saying that under his presidency, the stock market just went up. And under Joe Biden and under Kamala Harris, it finally went down. And don't get me wrong, because it could happen, but it's not something that you can will. You can't hope for it, and then it's going to do it. It's not like that. The market's got some weakness that shows, and now you've got the yield curve flipping back away from its inverted condition, which has been there for over 500 days, which is extremely abnormal. And as a result of all of this, we could slip into recession and the stock market could finally begin to go down as well. Donald is hoping for that because that's probably his best shot at making a case against Kamala Harris. And that's basically like saying that You're gonna win the election by predicting cold weather in December. Really? I mean, it's going to be cold for sure. And here, is it going to be cold by November the 5th? Well, probably so, because you know, around Halloween, you usually get cold weather coming in and even rain. A lot of rain around Halloween. I don't know why. I mean, I've been in Missouri for over 40 years, and Halloween, it just rains for whatever reason, but it does. Well, anyway, I can tell you that Donald is hoping, because, you know, September historically has been a rough market, and it's got some real problems here. So Donald just really fingers crossed and arms and everything else. He's just hoping that maybe the markets would bail him out. Of course, it could cost him his last $1 billion, because you know that crazy SPAC, that's a special purpose acquisition company, is trading today now at 18. So it did flip up a dollar over a couple of days, and Donald is hoping that last $1 to $2 billion will not go down the drain by September 20th, because that's his day for announcing what he's going to do with his shares. So, you know, I've said it'll go to a dollar. So far it's held around 16, 17, 18. So at this point, Donald could walk away and say, look, I've got almost $2 billion. I'm a success. Of course, we know, far from a success, he's a loser. He had $10 billion. It's now down to a little less than two. And it's going to be a race to the finish. But you watch. Because there's a very good chance he's going to sell this thing at a dollar a share, and that will be the end of Donald. I don't think he can handle it, to tell you the truth. I don't think he can handle any of this. That's why he sort of confessed when it comes to having lost the election. But that's okay. Everybody's talking about it today, as they should. So here's another one that we ought to be talking about. And I've got plenty more on this that's coming up. I mean, nobody has been as good as Velshi on MSNBC when it comes to talking about banned books. But I am definitely going to talk more and more about banned books, because, well, it's just incredible the way we've done this as a country. We're banning every book we can, and you know, they say pornography. No, it's not about pornography. It's about black. These books are all black. Some of them are, quote, queer. Some of them are LGBT, some of them are just plain gay, some of them are all different things. And they're all trying to say, well, it's sexuality. You know, if you mention that you're a man or a woman, then that's pornography for these people. This is Donald pushing this all the way across the country. Shut down the libraries. And let me say, here in Missouri, we're working on it. They have tried to pass a law withholding all funding for libraries. Now, they haven't done it yet, but they're working on it. And in the meantime, you got people all over the country who are taking these books out of libraries. Remember, in Florida. Roberto Clemente? Hank Aaron? What do they have to do with sexuality? And certainly, what do they have to do with pornography? And the answer is absolutely nothing. But that's never what it's about. It's all about black. That's all it's about. 2024, and with everything that's been accomplished in this place, we're still doing it. Teachers and librarians who allow these books to be on the shelves can go to jail. They can go to jail. And by the way, Donald's got a lot of plans for jail, actually. In addition to talking about the teachers and librarians going to jail for allowing students to read books about baseball players, it's just the way it is. In addition to that, Donald wants to put a whole bunch of people in jail, including, he says, donors, people who donate money to Kamala Harris, jail. And he says, for a long time, he didn't say like for a month or a week. No, he says they have to go for a long time if they donate to her, if they vote for her, if they support her. Whole bunch of these people that he's identified, that he says that he's going to send to jail for a long time. He says a lot of things, you know, and you know he's going to say them tomorrow night. He's going to say them all. He's going to take all his greatest hits, and he's going to dump them into that debate tomorrow. And I think that you will find by the end of the night that everybody's going to be talking about how Donald has, in fact, melted down. But I think it's going to be serious. And, you know, tomorrow's the day. We'll find out. We'll know. We just have to watch. And in fact, we will know. We'll know about the misogynist pig, as Liz Cheney put it. Everybody loved that she said that. But they may have loved that, but probably not as much as how much they love the fact that her father has jumped into this with both feet, and he says that he's voting for Kamala. Now, at the same time, and I brought this up last week too, you know, George W. Bush says he is not going to endorse anybody. He's going to go and vote for himself. That is, whoever he wants to vote for, he's going to do it himself, and he's going to keep that secret. But I really do believe that this is part of the whole Dick Cheney deal. I mean, obviously, Dick Cheney and George W. Bush tied together at the hip, and here it goes. The vice president, Cheney, has stood up and taken his position. I think he's done it in support of George W., and frankly, in support of Jeb as well. You know how the Bushes feel about Trump. Trump didn't just win against Jeb. Trump made it pretty miserable for Jeb, and I'll tell you, it's the way he does it with everybody. But tomorrow, watch for it to be coming back on him. Tomorrow, he'll pay the price. And keep in mind, the St. Louis Suit Company, Jules on Hampton, and Wendy's, This is Showdown. I'm Mark Kaysen. Good night.